AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 26th of 2025. This is the last Deer Season Daily of the 25 season. Got a full show to end it. RHO update, as always, going to talk some shop. We'll talk about the firearm weekend here in Illinois. What's new also has to do with that. Weather and movement predictions are going to be a little bit different than what they have been. I'm going to kind of cover what you might see throughout the rest of the season. And then the tip of the day has to do with the late season as well. But before we get into it, happy Thanksgiving, first of all, as this is coming out. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so go enjoy that with the family, whatever it is. And also, this is all brought to you by Racks Big Game Supplements. You guys can go to racksmineral.com and find everything they have to offer. You can also find local dealers on there. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you see on there, you can use the code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off. You want to buy some merch for somebody for Christmas, make sure you use that code or some scent. That stuff will work all through the season as well. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. More on that later. If you're on audio only, follow us, leave us a review. That helps as well. So the RHO update. With this being Thanksgiving week, there is no Full Draw Friday this week. I am unsure about a Monday episode for next week. It just depends on how everything shakes out this weekend with some hunting stuff and who we can get in maybe to record something. If not, we'll try to get back to regular schedule with Full Draw Friday next week. This is, like I said, the last Deer Season Daily. So I've really enjoyed doing these. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed listening. I've been trying to put them out early enough in the morning where you could listen to them on the way into your stand or on the way to your farm or on the way to your public land spot, whatever it is, and kind of maybe help make some decisions along the way. This one obviously is not that. It's coming out this afternoon. But nonetheless, I tried to do that throughout the season. I thought I would for sure miss an episode, but the closest I've come to that is I thought this one would be out either yesterday or Monday, and here it is Wednesday. This is coming out, which is typical for me, a day late and at least $10 short. But the rest of them, we didn't miss one from basically when I started all the way until now. So I'm pleasantly surprised that we were able to get one out every day throughout the season from, I think it was October 7th or something like that, right around the end of the first week until now. And like I said, if you guys enjoyed them, make sure you leave a comment. Let me know if you want us to do this again next year. We'll try to make them better if we can. I try to do them. It may be a deal, too, where I do three episodes a week or once a week as an extra episode outside of the Monday and Friday episodes. We'll just have to see what happens next year. But this has been fun. It's been a lot of work for sure. But hopefully it's helped some of you guys out. I have heard from a few of you guys off of here that have enjoyed the episodes and have said it's helped you out throughout the season. So that's what I'm doing these for. I always like to hear that. Also, with RHO, I did just put out a short from Dusty's Firearm Buck on YouTube. So if you guys haven't seen that yet, go over to YouTube. You can see that. He is bucked out now. That was his second one of the year. It's a cool Tacticam video from that, not the trail camera, but like the original Tacticams that you put on your gun or your bow or whatever, as he had this one mounted on his gun. Got some cool video I was able to use as a short. There won't be a full hunt from that one, but you can go see his buck on our YouTube channel. That will be on our socials at some point too. That's Ridge Hunter Outdoors on Facebook and Instagram. I'll post it there either today or within the next week probably. It'll be out on both of those as well. But for right now, you can go over to YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, I mentioned this, there will be a little bit more on the subscriber stuff later. We did just hit 12,000 subscribers on YouTube. So that goal we hit as well. I kind of made that as a very short-term goal for the end of the year after we hit 10,000. And here we are, November 26th, and we've hit that. So at this point, I'm not going to set a number for the end of the year. We'll just see where it lands. I am more than happy with how everything has gone this year. Everything's done really well. Our short form stuff has been doing awesome. Our long form stuff has been doing as good as I thought it might. I was hoping to get some more better video that would do even better, but for what we got, I'm pleased with how everything's done. We are on pace, hopefully, to hit 15,000 next year. Hopefully, we can do that, and then we can just keep moving that goal up. Like I said, I'm not going to set anything for the end of the year. Wherever we land at this point, it's just kind of icing on the cake, really. I always tend to go into the year with like a realistic goal and then one that would just kind of blow me away if we hit it. And for this year, it was 10,000 as my realistic goal and 15,000 as the high, maybe unattainable goal. And we landed at 12,000, basically right in the middle. Well, I mean, we haven't landed yet. We still have another month to go, but it looks like we're going to land somewhere right in the middle. Last year, it was similar. I had a goal of 5,000. The higher goal was 10,000. I think we landed at 7,500. So as long as we can keep doing that, we'll be in good shape as far as the channel goes with growth and everything like that. And also the 10K giveaway that I told you guys about. So our 10,000 subscriber giveaway is live now, and that's going to be a Tacticam Reveal X 3.0. And all you have to do to get entered is make sure you're subscribed to our channel, of course, and then you need to go over to the video of me shooting my second buck and leave a comment of what you think that buck scored, and that'll get you entered. You don't even have to get it right. If you do get it right, maybe I'll send you a hat. If multiple people get it right, then I will draw from those names and send you a hat if you get the score exactly right. And I know that you didn't already know what the deer scored because there are a few people who know what it did. But that's all you got to do to get entered to win that Tacticam Reveal X 3.0. Subscribe to the channel. Go to the video of my second buck. And you can comment in there what you think he scored. And you will be entered to win that. So that is our 10,000 subscriber giveaway, even though we're at 12,000 now, so maybe we just call it a 12K giveaway. So make sure you guys get in on that, and that will end probably, I will decide, either the middle of next month or the end of next month. We'll see how much engagement we get on that, how many entries we get. If it's looking pretty slow, we'll end it earlier. If we're getting a lot of entries, maybe we'll let it go a little bit longer. So make sure you do that. Share it with your friends, all that kind of stuff as well. And that's just a thank you to you guys for subscribing, for getting us to that 10,000 mark, because that is all you guys that listen and watch and all that kind of good stuff. So that takes us to Talking Shop. If you guys have been listening to the Deer Season Dailies, you know this is me just letting you guys know kind of what came in the shop over the last day or the last few days, or in this case, over the weekend. And Monday, really, yesterday was pretty slow, but this was one of, if not the busiest firearms weekends that I can remember being a part of up here at the shop. Friday was pretty slow during the day. If you guys are in Illinois, you know it rained for most of the day Friday, but it stopped in the evening, and then everybody must have went out because we got slammed Friday night, and that really made up for it. We were covered up after 5 o'clock, basically until we got done. So Friday was a slower day. We weren't sure how that was going to turn out, but it ended up being at least an average day, if not above average even though it rained most of the day. We had an unbelievable number of bucks throughout the weekend. At one point, we were getting towards the slower part of Saturday or Sunday. It was Sunday, I believe. So usually there's like a lull in the morning as soon as we open because everybody's out hunting. And then from 10, 10:30 until 1 to 2 to 2:30, somewhere in there, depending on how busy the day is, we'll get absolutely slammed because everybody's shot their deer and they're out of the woods and they're bringing them in. And then there'll be another lull from like 2:30, 3 o'clock until dark because everybody's back out hunting again. So this was that second lull in the day, like the 2:30 to 4:30 kind of time frame. And there were 15 deer laying on the ramp, and there were 16. Of the 16, I think three of them were does. And most of them were good bucks, too. I would say most of the bucks that we got in throughout the whole weekend scored between 135 and 165. That's just me guessing. Obviously, there were a lot that were smaller than that, and there were a few that were bigger than that. I'd say there were a few that would go in the 70s. There were no 200s this go-round. But most of the bucks that we got in would score between 135 and 165. So it's just a shame that all the good deer hunting is over in Illinois, and it's not like it used to be. But it seems like guys are still killing big deer. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. That's kind of an inside joke. Some of you will understand that. Some of you may not. Most of the biggest bucks we see will be in second season. Like I said, there are no 200s this weekend. I don't know if there are any that would go in the 80s for sure that we had in the shop. Obviously, there were some killed, but usually we'll see a few of those. There may have been some of the biggest deer I saw. Guys just had the heads cut off or took the skull caps with them. They didn't have them caped out or anything to be mounted, so I didn't get a super good look at them because I'm pretty busy. I just kind of would see them laying out there on the ramp, and then by the time they had the antlers cut off, they were gone. They never made it back to me where I was at. So there may have been a few that would push that range, but majority of the time, the bigger bucks that we get are second season, and I'm not 100% sure why that is, if it's just they lay up during the pressure or if they go back to more natural movement and there's less pressure in that second season, so guys are seeing a little bit more activity from the bigger bucks, if it has something to do with the second rut, which I'll get into a little bit. At least, you know, that seems to be the case in the past few years, with some exceptions, of course. We've had some giants turned in first season, but a lot of times the monsters that we get are second season bucks, for whatever reason. There are a lot of variables there that could play into that, but that just seems to be what we see. So there won't be a deer season daily to cover that, but I would expect that we'll have some more really nice deer turned in during the second season. So on to what's new. The Illinois harvest numbers did come out for this weekend, and for the total for the state, the total was 51,409. That was actually down from 23 and 24, which I thought was interesting because we ended up with more deer, I believe. But the three counties kind of in our three of the counties in our area are top five, for sure top 10 in the state for harvest numbers. I just kind of did a quick scroll through the counties there, and I'm thinking the three of them that I'm thinking of might be top five. If not, they're for sure top 10 as far as harvest numbers go. There was an interesting one I saw, and there's probably more than this, but one of them was Lake County. It's up there just north of Chicago, and they killed four deer in 23. They killed five in 25, and then they shot four this year. So to the four hunters or the one hunter that killed four, or however many that killed those four deer up there in the north part of Chicago, good on you guys. That's awesome. But like for the counties down where I'm talking about, they were up in the 1,000 to 1,500 range for harvest numbers. And then there were a lot in between there as well. But I thought that was interesting. The harvest overall was down a couple thousand from 23, and I think 3,000-ish, 2,500-ish from 24, if I'm remembering that right from the article I saw. But we ended up with, like I said, one of the busiest weekends I can remember. So definitely not a low harvest total. I mean, the last 3 years, they've been shooting a lot of deer during the firearm season. But that's where it all landed. Thought that was interesting. That takes us to weather and movement predictions. Like I said, this is going to be a little bit different. I have been doing day by day. Since this is a daily episode, it has been. But since this is the last one, I wanted to cover a few things that you're going to see coming up here in the next month to 2 months, almost 2 months, as the season winds down in January. You still got another week in November and then obviously the whole month of December. So you might still see some cruising over the next week or so. I would expect that with the tail end of the rut. Those mature bucks especially know that there are still some does that need bread, and they'll be out looking for them. There's always that bell curve, of course, where now we're getting on the backside of it. We are on the backside of it, where there's a lot fewer does and estrus, and the bucks are still out there looking for them. A lot of the young bucks at this point have given up on the game, or they don't really know it yet. So the ones you see cruising are likely to be mature bucks. The ones you see finding those hot does, unless they just happen to pass by a younger buck, are going to be the bigger deer. After that, they're going to go back to a food-to-bed pattern similar to early season. The difference will be the places they feed in bed are probably going to be not the same as what they were in the early season because of differences in foliage and cover and thermal cover and food availability. All that kind of stuff goes into play. There will be another shift from early season into pre-rut, pre-rut to rut, and then rut to late season shift as well. They're going to go find those better area bedding areas with the thermal cover that aren't terribly far from food. The does are just going to bed right on top of the food, especially if there's decent cover. But then the bucks are going to want to find where they feel safe and some decent thermal cover so they don't freeze, but also not too far from food so they don't have to spend too much energy getting to the food. They don't want to be too far away from it, and it's got to be a good food source. So That's what's going to happen after this end of the first rut kind of deal. And then the second rut is going to come around sometime in early December. You hear people talking about second rut all the time. We've done episodes on it in the past. I'm sure we will do more on it in the future, probably this year. But that'll come around sometime in early December. It usually does. It's about 28 days after the peak of the estrus for does. Their cycle's 28 days, so the ones that either didn't get bred or got missed or whatever, for whatever reason, will be coming back into heat 28 days after they were in the first time. And then that's why you see those bucks chasing does in December, the second rut, as it's often called. You could see some more rut activity then when that happens. And that's, again, why maybe some of the bigger bucks we see are killed in second season, is because that's when that's happening a lot of times. And the bigger bucks are the ones that are in on that game too. The younger ones haven't figured it out yet. Also, some of this year's fawns, the bigger fawns, the earlier ones, and the late fawns from last year will come into heat during the late season. And a lot of times, again, mature bucks are the ones that find them too. So you could see a buck chasing a doe fawn in January, and don't be surprised if you see that, because it has to do with body weight based on all the research. So once they hit a certain body weight, they can come into heat and can be in estrus, and then the bucks are going to figure that out. The mature bucks have that figured out, so they're going to hang around where those does and fawns are feeding anyway. And when they come in, if you see a big buck chasing a little doe fawn, that's what's going on. So you could see some rut activity on and off throughout the rest of the year. It's just what they do. But mostly, as we get into the late season, it's going to be food to bed. And that is going to be related to our tip of the day. Late season is one of the best times to kill a mature buck, if you have food. During the late season, the bucks have to get back to feeding. That's why they go back to that pattern. They're so ran down from the rut and trying to breed all these does. That's why if you have a better buck-to-doe ratio, you're going to have bigger bucks, because they're not as ran down, because it doesn't take as long to breed all the does, because they're not going to stop. They're going to try to breed all of them that they can. It's their instinct. That's what they do to survive. So if there's more does, they're going to be more run down. They're going to lose more body weight. They're going to have to gain more back, and then they're not going to be able to put as much into their antlers the next year. It's a big domino effect where if you have better buck-to-doe ratio, you're going to end up with bigger, with healthier bucks coming out of the rut, healthier bucks going into the winter and coming out of the winter, and then they're going to grow bigger antlers, so on and so forth. But no matter what your buck-to-doe ratio, they are going to be somewhat ran down from the rut. So they have to go and feed to put weight back on to get into what's going to be the harshest part of the winter. If not, then they die from the winter, right? So they have to go back to food. And they're going to be on food basically for the remainder of the season and throughout the winter until spring. That food source might shift. It might change depending on what's out there. If you got food plots, if you've got corn when it gets really cold, that's where they're going to be. If you got standing beans and it's mild temperatures, I would say that's probably where they're going to be. If there's snow on the ground, whatever's above the snow is where they're going to be. But they have to get out there and feed, because they have to make up for lost weight to go into the worst part of the winter. And they tend to come out earlier than normal to do so as well, especially with those nasty weather fronts coming in. So if we got a winter storm coming in that evening before, you might see that deer out there at 1:30, 2 o'clock in that food out there feeding before that storm comes in, so he can get back to his bed and be bedded up before it does. Mature bucks are as patternable as ever, except for maybe August during the late season, because of that need for the food. They have to get out there and eat. So they're going to have, but not often do mature bucks do the same thing day after day after day. But in the late season, you'll see that if they find a good food source. Don't be surprised to see them 3-4 days in a row in the same food source coming from the same bed, especially if conditions are very similar, if they stay the same, if nothing changes, no fronts come in, the wind doesn't shift too bad, anything like that. You're going to see very similar activity day to day to day. So if your cameras are telling you there's a buck that's been in a food plot day after day, or a field or whatever, he's been going on the same trail, you need to get out there and get after him. You really, in order to kill him in the late season, you got to figure out either where he's feeding or where he's bedding and how he's going to food, and then you can get on him. If you still have a tag to fill, don't give up because the rut is over and it's cold outside. Some people would argue that the late season is the best time to kill a mature buck because they are so patternable. So, again, if you figure out where he's feeding or where he's bedding and how he's getting to food, then get out there and get after them. You can absolutely still fill your tag. I appreciate you guys tuning in to these deer season dailies all year long. Like I said, it's been good. It's been fun bringing them to you guys. It's been a labor of love for sure. Been a lot of late nights, but hopefully it's helped some of you guys out. Make sure, again, you leave it in the comments if it has, if you guys want to see them come back for next year. And don't forget about the 10K giveaway. Go over to that video of my second buck. Guess the score. Make sure you're subscribed, and you'll be entered to win that. I will see you guys on whatever episode comes out next. Thanks for watching.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all.